Chapter 10. The End. The next day, I finished my work on the plane. I could fly home now. In the afternoon, I walked back to the well. The little prince was on top of an old wall near the well, and I could hear his voice.
"Yes," he said, "it's the right day, but this is not the right place."
Another voice answered, but I could not hear the words. Then the little prince said,
"Come to the right place tonight and wait for me. But please don't hurt me very much. Now go away."
Then I saw something on the sand near the wall, and I was frightened. It was a yellow snake. "Why did you talk to that snake?" I asked the little prince, but he did not answer. I came close to him. He looked up at me very sadly, and he put his arms around me.
"You can fly back to your home today," he said.
I was surprised. "How did you know that?" I asked him, but he did not answer.
"I'm going home today too," he said sadly. "It's a difficult journey, but I must see my flower again. She's special, and I must look after her. And I have the sheep and her box and the muzzle."
I could not speak. I was very sad. Then I said, "Little prince, I love your laugh." The little prince laughed quietly, and he said,
"That's good. You can remember my laugh, and you can remember me. I'm going home to my star. You can look at the stars every night. You can be happy because I live up there. You'll see my star and you'll think of my laugh."
He laughed and laughed. Then he stopped and he said,
"Don't come with me to the snake tonight. It will be better."
"I don't want to leave you," I said.
"I don't want the snake to bite you," he said.
He was worried. "I won't leave you," I said. That night, he walked quickly away from the well, but I ran after him. He said,
"Ah, there you are."
Then he held my hand and we walked across the desert together.
"You were wrong to come," he said. "It will be sad. You'll think he is dead, but it won't be true."
I could not say anything.
"Do you understand?"
he said.
"My body is too heavy. I can't take it with me."
We could not speak, and he cried. Then he said,
"We're near the place now."
He sat down on the sand.
"My flower needs me. I have to look after her."
I sat down too.
"Well,"
said the little prince,
"I'll go now."
He stood up and he began to walk away from me. I could not move. Then I saw the yellow snake on the sand close to him. It moved quickly and it bit his leg. First, the little prince stood there. Then he fell slowly and quietly. There was no noise because he fell on the sand. Now, after 6 years, sometimes I am not sad, and sometimes I am happy. Do you think about the little prince often, you ask me? And here is my answer. Yes. I look up at the stars, and I remember the little prince, and his flower, and our sheep. Penguin Readers, The Little Prince, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Level 2. Retold by Fiona McKenzie. Illustrated by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.